Around the region hit by last month's tsunami, efforts are underway to help emotionally traumatized survivors. Mental health experts say such programs are important, but they also say that most tsunami survivors will recover on their own in time. Stephen Smith of American Radio Works reports.
A Los Angeles psychology professor named Gaytree Fernando was visiting family in Sri Lanka when the tsunami struck. Fernando was safe in her family home, but turned on the television to see pictures of the disaster. Talk about the psychological aftermath had already begun.
There was a gentleman that came on TV and said, "Now let us not medicalize this problem. We don't need psychologists. We don't need psychotherapy. We just need family members talking to each other."
The man on TV was anticipating the arrival of trauma counselors, now an expected part of the international response to almost any disaster, natural or man-made. Since the 1990s, researchers have been studying trauma to figure out what helps and what doesn't. Carol North, a disaster psychiatrist at Washington University in St. Louis, says in the first weeks after a catastrophe, relief workers should concentrate on the survivor's immediate physical needs, like shelter, food, and medicine.
The most helpful mental health activity one can do is to help people secure those needs. And that's a tremendous relief. At the same time, people often just appreciate the presence of a caring human being, somebody to talk to. Some people want to talk and find it helpful to talk about it. Other people don't want to talk. It's nothing really fancy in the very early phases.
Studies show that most people do not develop a psychiatric illness from a traumatic event. The percentage who do depends on the kind of trauma. London researcher Chris Bruin says natural disasters tend to produce lower rates of mental illness than trauma caused by human action, like torture or terrorist attacks. Bruin says it might be helpful for the tsunami victims that theirs was a shared experience.
This is not an event that a person feels on their own, feels different from other people, feels somehow singled out and that there's something wrong with them, that this happened to them. And we know that disasters that happen to whole communities don't tend to have the same kind of dramatic effects as individual traumatic experiences which separate people from their community.
Bruin says about 5% of natural disaster victims develop a lasting mental condition, such as post-traumatic stress disorder. PTSD is defined by a collection of symptoms, from flashbacks and nightmares to emotional numbness to a kind of hypervigilance to new threats. Bruin says these symptoms start out as normal reactions to trauma.
What's abnormal is when they fail to begin to recover naturally after a period of weeks or months, where the person notices that their symptoms just seem to be stuck. And depending on the severity of the experiences people have had, one can't really draw conclusions about this for several weeks or months.
Research shows that PTSD is more likely to affect people who have suffered previous trauma. The people in Sri Lanka have endured a brutal civil war, and that country has one of the highest suicide rates in the world. But Gaytree Fernando, the Sri Lankan psychologist, says she was amazed by the resilience she saw in Sri Lankans who survived torture in the civil war.
Many of them sort of brushing themselves off and saying, "Tell me what I can do. I lost my business because I was arrested and my neighbors stole my stuff. So can I get a job?" It's a sort of a combination between a fatalistic view of life coming from Hinduism and Buddhism and a very practical, you know, day-to-day oriented way of thinking about things.
Still, Fernando says, some people really will need longer-term psychological treatment. The question is, how long will mental health programs last before support from the West declines? For NPR News and American Radio Works, I'm Stephen Smith.
American Radio Works is the documentary unit of American Public Media.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.